Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Wow.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hat Check podcast. I hope you have as much energy as that finger.
Oh, loads of
fucking buckets of it. I'm stuffing it in things so hard that noise gates are stopping me.
Good God. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Anyway, War Hat Films, if you didn't notice by the name Hat Chat, that's why we went with that name.
Yeah.
It's because our name is Hat Films.
We're assuming you've just clicked on this one.
For the first time.
153.
Welcome to 100 new viewer. This is specifically for you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
New viewer.
Thanks
tailored.
For clicking, and we hope that you enjoy conversation of other people, not necessarily with an aim or theme.
Yeah. No. Maybe you saw a weird title and thought, fuck, I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with us.
Yeah. So stay here, stay on the line. Right, come on, now we need to entertain. Go.
Oh, shit.
Who did the finger? Joshua Morley Smith.
Joshua Morley Smith. That's
Thank
not
you,
interesting,
Josh.
Though, but it is interesting. Thank you, Joshua Morley Smith.
Yeah.
But like for new viewer.
This feels so...
I went to the hygienist today.
Okay. Go on, talk us through
I haven't been to the hygienist for 2.5 years, and when I got in there, the dentist said, oh my God, cancel my afternoon. And then they proceeded to get a metal tool case out, you know, like one of those ones. And then they got the old tools out, the ones with wooden handles, because they're like, for this kind of work, for this kind of age.
I need to go analog.
The chiseling, ancient Egyptian chiseling
yeah,
tools.
Yeah, yeah. They went in my teeth like marble. And at the end of it...
Sweating buckets.
Yeah, yeah.
Puts down the welding mask.
And they managed to
Deborah,
get both
get my chisels.
Of my...
get I'm going to need chisels for this shit.
No, the ones... The 8.5 inch. It's all an imperial. It's all old, obviously. Yeah. But no, they managed to make my front left tooth look like the Adonis statue, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I was going to say it looked carved into that today, but I didn't want to assume.
Is that like... You can't really go back from that.
You
really.
Can't. No, it is a destructive medium.
It's an enamel destroying method. Yeah, yeah.
And then the
normally
other
they're quite against, but when it comes to
an
you know, crafting
as well, that detail is insane. Yeah.
They don't use the full 8-inch blade, obviously, but like he said, he needed the or she needed the heft.
Missed your lips.
Heft.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear one of those weird guards that like opened your mouth?
Yeah. Like, and then they took hot solder, and then covered my lips in that to form a metallic shield.
That sounds gross.
And then they attached two electrodes. One to each corner of my mouth and ran a current through the lot of it.
Yeah. So like right. Recedes your lips instantly.
Yeah, it recedes the lips, but it also helps to sort of, it plates the teeth through hydrolysis is the...
Oh, God.
The method
we're getting
plating.
Science now. I'm not
What's
sure.
the
I've
method of removing metal from something?
Memory loss, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Electrolysis.
The
method
I thought
of
you said
plating
that.
Something through setting a certain charge,
current,
right?
Yeah.
So they did that to my teeth. And now, if you're only listening to this podcast, you can't fully experience my grill. I also watched a video this morning about...
kind of video
it was The Rock being interviewed by Joe Rogan. So here's a little bit of a meta.
Doing what?
A little bit of a meta here. I was talking about a podcast within a podcast.
No way.
Yeah, I just saw
a
clip.
Not a good one either.
No.
Not like this one.
But Joe Rogan was talking to The Rock, but The Rock was basically just saying yeah for 2 hours whilst Joe Rogan talked about all of his friends, specifically Elon Musk. It seems like it's turned into a bit of a circle jerk of...
It
must vary from episode to episode.
It does vary.
Some of those episodes are like 4 hours long. It's like...
It's frustrating because
Does he pay like Elon Musk to sit there? Would he even offer him?
I don't know.
What do you pay a billionaire?
yeah.
to go on your podcast.
You don't. You offer them,
or do you say, here's, you know, 100 million free easy listeners who just don't give a fuck about what you're saying, but will follow you.
It's a platform.
Elon Musk is a guy that wants to be heard, right?
Yeah, he wants a platform. Yeah, that's why he bought Twitter.
I guess they, so
he
they
literally
do,
bought.
They do
a platform.
Plug. I did. I listened to the one with Michael and Philippou and the other guy who made Talk to Me.
Right.
No
yeah.
That was quite a good podcast. I mean, they were quite funny.
Well, that's it.
Australian guys.
I
did have a point.
Yeah.
And now I've lost it.
Right.
But I'm just saying that they weren't talking about like crazy politics stuff or like conspiracy stuff or like far right wing stuff. So I'm wondering.
Where do you get your red pills?
Yeah, where do you find them? Do you get them off the street as well? Because I find them like sometimes they fall down the drain and you have to like awkwardly be that guy who picks up a drain.
Takes the drain
cover
off.
Just because you need to get down.
Sorry,
to,
I just know how these
them.
Systems work. I understand it.
I've gone for the passive experience where like I wake up and I've already been pilled.
Oh, you get pre-pilled.
You've somebody.
I'm pre-pilled.
You're listening to red pill stuff.
I don't like
sleep.
I don't like having the choice, so I like to just be pre-pilled and not have a choice. So
okay,
wow. Well, anyway, nighttime pilling or early morning pilling?
Maybe.
Do you have like a pill person?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never seen their face.
It always, but you always wake up red pilled. How do you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've been told, and I believe what I've been told.
Say something misogynistic as you wake up. Maybe just start.
I'm
going to
vote for Farage.
Suddenly have strong feelings
to
about which toilet's which.
Start, you know, belating
belittling Trump did nothing
minorities.
Wrong.
Oh, Trump did nothing wrong.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, he did loads of things wrong. Surely.
I think I might be QAnon, guys.
I feel like I couldn't tie his shoelaces,
QAnon'd. I find shoelaces difficult.
Oh, right.
That's why I only wear Velcro shoes. If you guys don't know this, I only wear Velcro.
He doesn't know how to tie
I can't
shoelaces.
Read an analog clock and I can't tie my laces.
Yeah,
I was raised by wolves.
Where did that lead from?
Didn't you learn to read the clock late?
Yeah, I mean, we say this a lot recently. It is quite funny.
The face of a clock, which I honestly...
I couldn't read a face of an analog clock until secondary school.
And so what was the struggle? As in, like, what was
just,
the...
It didn't make sense to me. Like, a digital clock, right?
Yeah.
It's 0920, right?
It's
920, right? Yeah. Okay, the 24-hour clock's a slightly more complicated principle, but it's like the 16th hour of the day. If you do that, you know, after 12, if you bear that in mind, you've got 4 more hours, that's 4 o'clock, right? No problem. Then you show me an analog clock, and there's 2 different length arms, and there's only 12 numbers. And I'm just like, how the hell does this work?
I mean, yeah, who chose 12?
Well, that's actually a more complicated
Romans,
question,
right?
Well, we'll answer it then. Who chose 12?
Well,
why didn't we just say 10?
Well, that's the thing.
Why don't we go metric?
I think the Mayans did 100? Things in base 20 or something ridiculous.
Let's go to 100, and then when you hit 100, it goes back to 0. Bam.
You've discovered the interesting world of different forms of math and like base numbers and things like that. Like, read about it. I don't know, but I'm shit at this kind of thing, so don't ask me.
It's probably more.
Trot thinks it's the Romans, but I think that's I don't know.
A long egregious generalization.
I think we could
make our own time zone. We could make our own time.
Where did the 12-hour clock?
And did we all agree on the time
come from
at the same time, or do we have to persuade someone to get rid of
Egypt,
their time?
Mesopotamia and Egypt. Egypt is where the 12-hour numbers came from. The sundial. Yeah.
Egypt were fucking badass, weren't they?
And the Romans also did use that, obviously, from the Egyptians.
Well, they'd be pretty mad not to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just treat you different.
The Egyptian civilization lasted for a very long time, I've heard.
Right.
Longer than all of humanity existing, according to creationists.
So could it go down to one person to have chosen an hour to be an hour at that length?
It's like time, so they segmented a sundial.
I know they had a sundial thing, right? But who made the sundial? Do you know the
aliens name? That gave that knowledge to the Egyptians. We all know this, Ross.
So it was aliens.
Basic.
I'm glad you said it. I'm glad someone's speaking the truth on this
aliens
podcast about the
and
aliens.
And do you know why?
Aliens aren't real.
Because there's actually 12 planets revolving around our sun.
Where
that's
why they
each
chose
hour
to name.
Is named after a planet of our solar system.
Do you know each day of the week is actually named after a god?
Yeah. Monday after Monimus Deus.
Yeah.
Irregulus.
Tuesday.
Tuez.
Yeah.
Tuez.
Can you guess any?
Carl Tuez, I think.
Yeah. No, but yeah, every day is named after a god from like older
pagan
pantheons. Yeah, kind of a pseudo kind of mix between like paganism and like, so for example, I think Thursday is named after Thor. because Thor sort of popped up in a few different pantheons in the area. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, each one is named after a god.
It's a bit narcissistic, really, isn't it?
Well, they didn't name them.
Who named them? People who were worshipping those gods.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think maybe they evolved out of cultural appreciation for them, perhaps. But you're right. It's all very interesting. Unfortunately, I can't give you any answers or anything. I can give you...
None of us know anything really about ancient.
Like which gods made it, because I assume there's more than seven.
Which, but there's got to be more.
It's the most culturally relevant gods. They're the original influencers, the gods.
The OGs.
That's it, yeah.
Like, human beings made their own influences for
people
a while.
People are taking selfies today and they're like, oh, that's narcissistic. Well, one, I have Monday then.
Yeah.
I'll take Monday. It's like, oh, you're a fucking prick, aren't you?
Yeah,
you took Monday. Well, I'll take Tuesday then. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, like Sunday.
Yeah. It's probably about. Is that actually about the sun, though?
No.
Or is that not?
No, it's still a god, I think, as well. Else? Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty crazy. Those Romans.
It was the Romans.
Like, David Mitchell's book's really good. I haven't retained very much of it, but he talks about this. Like, the Kings and Queens one. Unruly.
Quotes and chapters.
No, because I'm not one of those people that goes through their books with a highlighter.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Do many...
Oh.
Well, they just go through their own
people that read books to seem smart love that shit.
Well, surely it's more of a case of them doing research for something. Would you just literally take a highlighter to your book that you're reading?
Some people learn skills at uni like that, and then they take them on into their own personal lives for
the future. Yeah, but at
uni,
I would... I mean, this probably explains a lot, but I would highlight, like, just an entire paragraph without realizing that, oh, I should probably just highlight just a little bit there.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, it was one of the things where I was just like, well, this will be important, probably. I'll just read the whole fucking thing again at some point.
Yeah.
And then probably not actually read it again at some point.
Same thing, really. Same approach. But yeah.
Fuck, I mean, I'm relieved I don't have to do that now.
Yeah, me too. That's how I felt after academics. I was just like, God, I'm relieved I don't have to do this anymore.
I don't want a pencil case anymore.
Yeah.
No, I like the pencil case.
I like having one.
I like drawing on it.
I don't like using it.
Just distract me from actually learning. Bad.
Do you know what I hate about pencil cases?
Go on. What is it? Go on. Fucking tell them.
Man.
Tell them what you think about pencil cases.
What type of pencil case?
Yeah.
Any pencil case will have this debilitating feature.
What if it's like a circle on the shape like a Pepsi?
Doesn't matter. You're going to have this problem, this one specific problem. All pencil case owners will hate this one
thing. Oh my God. Here we go.
Clickbait and hype up.
All pencil case owners. Are you listening? Pencil case owners.
There won't be a pencil case based title. There just can't be.
Just tell us.
Now, before I get into it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my entire backstory before I get to the crux of this argument.
Yeah.
Pencil cases with pencil sharpening bits
in the
corners, in the bottoms, in the sides, and you never fully get them all out because you sometimes don't have a bin near you, so you pencil sharpen into your pencil case, and boom, you got pencil sharpenings for life.
Yeah.
You don't
pisses
like that.
Me off.
They make me itch. They used to make the corners of my fingers itch. The pencil case shavings. I think I might have been slightly allergic to.
I think you're allergic to wood.
But so I had a gull pencil case.
What are you sharpening that has ink in it?
Well, like gull. Pencils. No, colored pencils. Colored pencils have ink in them.
All right.
Nothing anyway, like, skipping quickly past that.
What do you mean? Did you say colored pencils have ink in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
to make the pencil lead that color.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
How else do you do it?
Yeah, let's dust past this one.
So I had a gull pencil case. Remember those a bit like they were made out of wetsuit material?
I think I had one. Yeah,
I have one for like one day. They had like the wetsuit zip and everything. Really quite an effective pencil case. You know, you could stuff a lot of stuff in there, zip it up, squeeze it all down. It was decent. But the second day I had it, my friend thought it'd be really funny to just slash it with a scalpel, in graphics. For the entire
satisfying because of the wetsuit material.
The wetsuit material is really fun to cut.
You could just slice it.
Yep, so slashed it all the way along the butt underneath the zip. So from day two, it was an unsealable pencil case that I had to kind of wrap around itself to keep sealed. And I put up with that for like 2.5 years before getting another pencil case. The things I put up with as a child.
It was because you're not buying that shit yourself. You're not going out to the... Are you? Did you?
Well, I could have done.
You could have done. Like, it was more like, of a case of like,
you don't want to spend your pocket money.
Exactly. I didn't want to spend my pocket money on a pencil case.
Well, yeah, of course.
I wanted to spend it on something useful, like a frappuccino.
You had a real budget going on.
Frappuccino.
Useful,
cool.
Like a frappuccino.
You were having fraps.
Well, like 15, cool. 15, yeah. When you're age 15, you're buying like stupid frivolous stuff.
I think I
hated coffees
a long time.
It's an example, but like, you know, other consumable bottles. It wasn't exactly what I maybe Kit Kat Chunky Duo and like a can of Coke. I don't know. Like,
yeah. The vendor dinner.
Yeah.
The classic vendor dinner.
Atomic balls.
Yeah.
Finally, some truth.
Some treats. Not another
fruit
pencil
winder.
Case.
Of course.
A fruit winder.
Yeah. No, I didn't like fruit winders. They were shit.
Yeah, it's, but did you ever do the whole, I'm going to eat the whole roll
thing.
Plus paper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus paper.
Yeah.
Of course we did.
You put the paper as well.
What are the stupid things you do at school?
Attempt to rebind that pencil case back together by using a Bunsen burner to melt it and create like a melt stitch.
Jesus Christ.
Do they melt like that?
No, it doesn't create a weld. It just recedes.
I reckon if you put a whole stick of hot glue gun in between and then melted that
But you
got
to do that without your textiles teacher, your graphics teacher catching you.
Doing it in secret.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What's the matter, glue bitch? You're not paying for this, Mr. Short.
I would cover my entire pencil case in Tippex, and whenever you like finish like doing all the you've done a load of shit.
Would you do your nails with it as well?
Yeah, you would.
Nice little.
This is like this is anything to not have to pay attention in maths or whatever. You're like, oh fuck, I'll just.
So the worst kind of Tippex was what?
the one strips.
With the strip nib thing.
Yeah,
they always used to peel up.
They just look shit as well.
It's just tape. Yeah, it was just.
Just like, yeah,
and when you actually do the thing, it's Tippex in general looks shit on any document.
It does.
Like,
doesn't really work.
Obviously, if anything, it's probably not even used now. Everything's printed out, right?
Yeah.
Also, people don't know what pens are, right?
What are pens?
Exactly.
Quick mention.
I've forgotten what a pen is.
Exactly.
Quick mention to the double-ended pens that had an eraser on one end and a pen on the other. But
did
you'd
work.
Often soak the page in the eraser fluid, so then when you went go to write on it again, it would all bleed and look shit anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was that weird like
the
smelly
ink
stuff.
Eraser.
Smell like dog dick.
The ink eraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blue,
like
the white blue end
yeah.
where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
White
it would never really get rid of fucking anything.
It was great for erasing cartridge pen ink, but then it wasn't really rewriting.
I did.
They made me, which did not help.
They made you.
Yeah, they made us use
gun
fountain
to head.
Pens. They were like, you're gonna need to use fountain pens in the future.
Has to be a Parker, bitch.
Get a Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shit Parker.
I had to use a fountain pen, and you know those little cartridges you used to get in your pencil cases?
Yeah.
And they used to explode.
Oh, I love them,
and
though.
Leak in your
Sometimes you would just like pop the little ball at the top.
Yeah. I fucking love those balls, though.
So good.
And square.
I used to collect those little balls.
So good. Ink cartridges and ink pens in general are fucking cool, but they are not usable by a child. Least of all a child who's as bad at writing as I am. Like, you know, I literally have dyspraxia, so like, I ended up using a laptop. That was great because it means I could write about three times as much in the same time.
You were at school using a fucking laptop.
I got given
a
laptop
like
by the state.
With our hands. That's fucked up.
I got given one by the
my
state.
God.
You know, I was walking around, I cashed my taxes in, got a laptop, didn't I?
You needed assistance.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Whereas we were scratching out with a fountain pen.
Yeah.
The flow rate was awful.
Although I was like, there was sometimes some days you'd be like, well, I'm actually going to try and write this well. With this fountain pen, and then other days, then it looks just shit because I'm fucked.
But sometimes the flow rate's great.
Christ,
sometimes
anything,
it's not.
Anything but paying attention.
And also being a lefty with a fountain pen, smudged the whole thing in blue.
Yeah,
got blue all up here.
Well, that's
sucks.
Your fault for being born wrong.
But do you ever do that thing where you with elastic bands where you then just roll up like this really tight bit of paper, so it's like card, and then ping it at someone,
try and blind someone.
Someone almost blinded someone in my class doing that.
Yeah,
quite the weapon.
So it wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't take part in that often. Because the thing is, if once you start it,
get the old belt sander going.
You're going to receive some hits.
It's an arms race.
Yeah.
I think it'll be quite interesting to get all the different current generations that are alive reminiscing about secondary school and how different it all is.
Yeah.
Like a boomer. What's above a boomer? A world warer.
Are you allowed phones in school? You're probably not, aren't you? Are you? They're probably quite strict.
I think it's probably impossible to.
But I imagine.
Oh yeah, you definitely
have
phones
because we didn't have fucking phones.
No,
we didn't have phones.
The silent generation.
Not just fucking phones.
Yeah, the silent gen, boomer, and then you'd have
silent generation.
Millennial. Yeah, silent generation was above boomer.
Silent.
Silence World War One. Apparently, why were they silent? Because they can't hear us over all these property gains.
Silent. Is that real? I've never heard of them. Silent Gen, okay.
Gen X. So we've got Gen X, Boomer, Millennial, Gen Z, and then...
There's got to be something else past Gen Z. Because Z feels final.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Then there's older Zoomers younger Zoomers, and the younger Zoomers hate millennials, but the older Zoomers get on board with millennials because they know they're struggling like we are.
But the Zoomers are at war with the silent generation who've been silently pulling the strings from behind the curtain all along. Yeah. And it's their allegiance with Gen X.
Pay £500 for a four bedroom house.
Yeah. So the silent generation are allying with Gen X to hopefully overthrow the Zoomers and the Millennials because currently they have the power triumvirate.
Fuck.
But it's through the development of psychic powers developed in early World War One by the silent generation that they've subtly influenced.
They're always telepathically communicating.
That's the thing. They're the silent fucking majority that's making everyone a racist. Do you ever get sick of that? Hearing politicians go like, I think the silent majority is just like, it's like, stop making people up to justify your point. You know, like these fucking like fascist types that are currently
that saying anything.
You can say anything. Yeah. So you're advocating for a sort of violent resistance.
Yeah. I think I am. Let's get violent.
But yeah, I think that would be interesting to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the current state of being a secondary schooler like?
Vapes, baby.
I don't think it's just vapes. We have touched on these subjects before, or kind of theories or ideas. But like, obviously, like when you consider that we didn't have any fucking... We had what? Bebo. And MySpace to the tail end.
The tail end of school.
It was.
I want to hear about school antics.
Yeah, but that is part of school life.
Antics.
You mean like
who's doing boobless? No one
on the calculator.
No one, right?
I reckon that's still a thing.
I think that's been phased out.
I think boobless is still a thing. We don't have a young enough audience to even answer these questions.
No, they're all.
If anyone knows someone who's a Zoomer, do they type boobless into the fucking calculator?
Does boobless make any sense?
If they don't,
sense?
They're missing out. What are they doing? Using Instagram. Fucking using Snapchat.
All trying to desperately become an influencer because if they don't, they're doomed to a life of misery and climate change.
We were constantly told, like all the time, that you've just not to follow your dreams. Like the reality of it was just beaten down into you. You can't play games. That's not going to make a living. It's a waste of time.
Hmm.
And now it's like, come on, Timmy, you've got the high score. Keep fucking going.
You could be famous.
You're my cash cow.
Yeah.
I think we're in that weird generation where it's like the boomers are passing on the messaging that they were told. Yeah. Of you just have to go out and carve your own path. You can do anything you want, but you can't really. Like the reality is you actually can't. So we were kind of we were giving a false hope that we could do anything, and then we got hit by reality quite hard outside of school.
But then we didn't.
That's what I feel like.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But then we didn't.
We didn't. We started playing games and never stopped.
Yeah, so fuck that. You go right.
But then there was a lot of judgment on that. Like, my dad wasn't on board with that. He was just very much like, get an actual job.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. No. No, I won't. I'm going to somehow try and do this until I'm dead. Okay, so wish me luck, Dad. You bastard. I'm going to try.
Look at me now, Dad. Look at me now.
I'm trying. I'm
only
playing
fans.
Games. Yeah. I'm degrading myself online every day.
Yeah.
But I think that it was definitely very much just like that was not, these are not career opportunities. But now, obviously, social media in general is a job for people.
And it's gone too far the other way. They all want to be bloody influencers and they've got nothing interesting to say.
But that's it. But it doesn't matter what you're saying. Like, it is, I guess maybe it's going to become it filters down, isn't it? You know, you can't all be PewDiePie. You can't all just be at the top. No. So it's this filtration system of the loudest kind of more obnoxious person gets to the top, and you've got people now on streams who are fucking just having fights out in the streets within real life streamers and shit on Kick and fucking Rumble, and
it's impossible
to
tell.
TikTok all fighting each other. It's just like, it's so weird. The current generation of streams is very strange, and they're just wandering around like LA and stuff, and just getting into fights in like fucking Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. It's just like, what is happening?
I'd want to fire someone if I do.
But that's
Dunkin'
like,
Donuts.
But then like, they're getting paid handsomely for it. So it's like, why wouldn't you go? Well, I could just fucking,
you know what?
Go
I
into McDonald's and be a dickhead and get paid.
Yeah.
So yeah, like maybe that is the, you know, the job to have as all this.
So shout out to our Patreon subscribers, our members, and things like that for supporting this podcast, because we don't have to go out and be dickheads out there. No. We can be dickheads in here.
We've been probably dickheads at some point. Like, remember that time we dressed up as all the characters from The Witcher in that press thing?
But that was just journalists.
I don't think it's as bad, because sure, we weren't like in their face, but like, that's probably our most equivalent of like being publicly
stupid,
cunty,
in a room full of people who didn't want to be stupid.
Just like, but then obviously we also that kind of thought, we assumed that there were other people that were doing what we, I think we were like one of the only YouTubers really there.
And we were definitely the only people in fancy dress.
Cool. Also, well, you were in a massive,
I was in a dress with a hair, wig and hairpiece. Wig and everything.
You look nothing
and
I had like a porpoise
and I looked beautiful. Yeah, you were like a Smithy's like, peasant.
Peasant boy. And then Trot was like probably on brand fully because he was The Witcher. So, and,
I look like a melted like, Witcher.
They were all lamenting the ends of their careers
this
as well.
This is the thing. This is a peak journalist hating these up-and-comer YouTubers with no credentials coming and taking all their integrity and their views and stuff. So we really rubbed it in their faces when we turned up as if we didn't give a shit.
I don't know. If anything, we did give a shit. We costumed up.
But at their expense.
But the issue in relaying this back to school and whatever... is that think of the biggest, cuntiest dickhead who always made fucking a fuss
across the table.
Or like, you know, got kicked out of class all the time for being a fucking loud cunt.
Yeah.
Those are the guys at the top of the fucking TikTok
They're being
influencer thing.
Now.
They're now reaping the rewards of their tomfoolery at school.
Yeah.
And they're just going to be millionaires as teenagers.
Well, which is worse, them or an oil executive?
Wow, we don't hear about those, do we?
Yeah, we don't hear about those.
They aren't in your face.
No.
They're in the shadows.
They're in the shadows with all the silent generation and the Gen Xers planning the invasion.
The puppeteers.
Yeah. There's tunnels all under the world for between continents. There's tunnels connecting all the continents, and they use it to abduct people and create, project power and culture through a web of democratic pizza pedophile rings.
It's weird because it sounds like fear-mongering or like kind of like, again, millennials kind of.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Judging something that we don't
we
really
all judge,
but like that, like somebody
older generations
there,
judging younger generations, a tale as old as time. We just got to hope that the younger generation doesn't destroy the world.
Well, yeah, but there'll be people at school now looking at fucking OnlyFans, going, "I can't wait till I start my fucking OnlyFans account," because that's a valid way. You've got these people on top making millions.
There's lots of ways.
Oh, you'd have everyone in a hijab, would you? You have all covered up, like Jedi.
But yeah, but
I
this is what I mean.
What your point
even
was
being an influencer or like all this other stuff, it's just strive to be the. I know you.
I'm doing extremes because it's funny.
To strive to be those things is strange to me because we didn't obviously, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't really know our job as a job until we turned monetization on a year later.
Let kids be kids. I think that is true. I think letting kids be kids is very, very important. Personally, I think that's something I agree with because I do worry. I mean, the thing is like culture. You know, I've said this a million times before, don't want to keep saying the same things on podcasts, but you know, like the whole example of like Alfred Hitchcock films were 18s back in the day. And nowadays you look at horror from years and years ago and you almost laugh because it isn't scary. It's not psychologically scary to you anymore.
Yeah.
So TV ratings, they tend to downgrade the ratings of films as time progresses because it's not relevantly scary or weird to that audience. I think that's a really good example of how opinions, aka culture, the status quo, the mindset of a mass of a population changes throughout time and mellows. I do think that in some ways, OnlyFans and people being comfortable with using it and posting on it and interacting, whether you're a creator or a consumer, like that is a hallmark of the changing attitudes and liberalization of those attitudes towards sex in most of our cultures, right? In Western cultures, at least. Obviously, there are some countries where, you know, you would not do that. You would not show your ankles. You would not show your wrists. But that's because the status quo or the prevailing opinion, or at least the one that's mandated by the current elected government, is don't show too much skin.
But it's not necessarily just about showing. It's more of a case of like that it's this illusion that it's all, you're going to hit the big time
by doing it.
By doing it.
Yeah,
because
but
it's so easily accessible because we can all get our phones out and just do anything on any social media.
Yeah.
It's like the Instagram,
so there's this kind of like illusion of, well, this person's just the average Joe. Yeah, this is the, they're just a normal person.
But you're missing
doing
one.
That. So like what.
But there's the whole point here, though, is I'm not missing what you're saying. The thing is, you're saying essentially people take a punt or a risk, or they expose themselves. Mm. They expose themselves both physically and and metaphorically. And is that a risk that they don't realize they're taking because they could get their kit off and it not be worth it?
Yeah,
but what you're saying is essentially there's a big risk and you could get rewarded, so the risk is worth it. What I'm saying is the perception of that risk at all is lessened, you know? So it's not seen as a risk.
It's
seen as a job or I'm going to show you my body for some money. And that's just all it is. What I think is the main argument here and the main resistance to this, and I'm not necessarily saying it's a bad thing, it's about the opinion of whether or not people should have access to images of a person without their kit off, whether or not it's safe for a person to even think that it's okay to do that, you know, as in like
what effect does that have
on the culture? Our perceptions of sexuality, of the human body. Personally, I think in general, it is a good thing to desexualize to an extent, you know, like showing nude bodies or natural bodies or even unnatural bodies. Like, I don't think there's necessarily anything negative about that. Where there is, I think, more complicated conversations to be had, and the dangers and risks, is the idea of power, the idea of objectification, and what people think the rules are. You know, like if you walk into a room full of intelligent, informed, consenting people,
but you can have
that kind of highbrow conversation or that highbrow interaction, right? It's like going to a nature beach, you know, when you're all naked on a beach. Everyone's like, look, we're all naked. We've all seen tits and dicks before. You know, like, we can enjoy being on a beach in the hot weather in a nice pool without wearing clothes. Sure, there shouldn't be anything inherently wrong with that.
Desensitization, right?
Yeah, but not even desensitization. It's about establishing an objective, intelligent, informed situation. The problem comes when you get some guy coming on the beach that's there simply because he wants to look at tits
starts
or dicks.
Starts wanking away,
exactly, so because he's not part of that informed environment. And that's the problem being online, is that you cross boundaries, you cross cultural boundaries.
Which the new cultural norm is to wank in public, and everyone's on the beach wanking
in public.
Yeah. And
when
then
does
you've
that
got
happen?
Some guy that's
when
soft.
When will I get let off the hook for that?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's not hard over there.
Yeah.
He's point, in the wrong. Smith. No soft willies.
Like, it's really complicated. and the accessibility of this technology, I think the problem is we can't educate people fast enough. You know, you can't enlighten people fast enough.
I'm guessing there's the same for our generation. Like, we had Nuts magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, the girls in the front of that are just, oh, this is Tracy from fucking Surrey or something. And it's I imagine that's equally influenced. I mean, it's just obviously something like Instagram and OnlyFans or whatever, and Twitter are so much bigger.
Yeah.
That like, it's just everywhere.
Exactly.
So it's just like, the more likelihood of you going, fuck, I'll be that. When we started fucking YouTube, we didn't know you could make money from it.
Yeah.
So we did it as a thing that it was just fun to do. But now everyone's looking at these different things, and like, now it's a career, or like,
when it loses its value is when it loses traction, right?
Yeah.
So it's a case of, like Smith was saying, with OnlyFans, for example, if everyone started doing it, we also have to be careful of the idea that everything progresses. Like, if we follow this normal trajectory and everyone starts doing OnlyFans and then blah, 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 that's not how it always works. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes regressions.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
There's also like...
progress for progress sake isn't always the right thing to do.
Yeah, there's like a knockback effect culturally. Like, for example, we're starting to lock down on fact-checking and stuff that I'd never thought we'd see coming.
Yeah.
Like anti-fact shit coming out.
Yeah,
like,
what
the hell? People are rejecting science and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, if we were following our normal trajectory from school of, like, scientists and the future and blah, 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 I would never have predicted that we'd have this massive backlash of people.
The willful desire for ignorance or to exist in a state of ignorance. Yeah.
So, like, predicting, like, if everyone has access to OnlyFans now, how is society going to shape itself? Mm-hmm. I think we always assume we're following a linear trajectory of this is how it'll respond. It'll just escalate to this point. But
if I had OnlyFans, would you admit if you subscribe to it to me?
I would have a look.
So you would subscribe first?
Just because I'd be like, what the fuck is he doing? You know, like...
But like, in the same context of like, if you went to uni or something with someone... And obviously, you know, they've gone. So that girl never has gone OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. It's like, would you? If you subscribed to it, would you tell
them? Have you had a good answer from that question? Because I think it's an interesting question.
Would you tell them that you subscribed to it? Because like it's they've obviously put it on there.
And also, would they want to know?
Would they want to know that you had it?
Yeah, yeah.
But then is it creepy? Because you like but then you, on a but platform that they've invited people
don't
to.
Don't they know? Unless you they make must a,
unless
a
your
private,
username is like, no. yeah, something no. completely different. But like
anonymity is a big part of it as well. Like, you know, like users, like advertising to users that you can be anonymous.
Isn't that a state of the time?
Element of it.
Like the whole point of like OnlyFans is like, well, I'm not saying the only point, yeah. but I think the allure yeah. is I gain access to something that I'm otherwise not allowed to mm-hmm. gain access to, mm-hmm. and it's behind this secret,
of course, yeah,
secret
it's
curtain,
exciting,
and
yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
the value there.
If one of
is,
your girlfriends had it and I subscribed to that,
yeah,
would you consider that a crossing of the
yeah,
line?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the thing. I think like, that's a really good question.
Great uploads last night, man. Did you see him?
Yeah, I know. Like, that, I know. That's I know, right? That's a good question.
Ultimately, that's
would I be the? I just want to know if I'm the pervert. Am I the pervert for subscribing to your girlfriend?
I think that's more of a that person should have had a conversation with their yeah. partner about the all the
there's
potential
no, yeah,
complications
be, yeah.
before they involve themselves in that platform.
Yeah.
But I guess it is...
Yeah. And so they would have been okay with it yeah. beforehand, knowing yeah. that this could have potentially happened.
I'm just wondering how mm-hmm. casual you can get to a point where you're like, fucking love that upload last night.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was big. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you start complimenting or like commenting
that
on this
was
thing,
big.
Like, where's the line?
Or
do,
you
have, or do we have to be sturm about that as well? Because, that's taboo.
I think that's our culture, is it though? As it is right now,
is it?
Yep. Is our culture and... that is only starting to get used to the concept of everyone doing OnlyFans or whatever, we're prudish in comparison to potentially the younger generation
that is
growing up with it.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is rubbing me the wrong way. I don't know how to react to it because mm-hmm. I've never had to face this communication with this person before. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's rubbing us like in an awkward way.
And equally, those...
Rubbing is probably not a good term with OnlyFans.
So I agree. And I think, like when it comes to like the girlfriend or friend of
a boy... Yeah, because like, it's everywhere now. Like, so, you know, those people have it. Right?
But that takes an incredibly, like, a lot of, I think, emotional intelligence and a lot of, like... processing and conversations and stuff for those people to do that, and that hopefully they've had those conversations and they are cool with it, and that's totally fine, because like I say, it's not it's you don't need to project your own insecurities and
it
onto another person's situation, but
of course not. Yeah.
Like,
if I didn't say anything,
yeah,
in real life, but then I was like, I tweeted it saying, "Bang and OnlyFans."
Yeah, I know.
But like, as in, like, just like, because it's normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then who is the pervert? Am I still the pervert?
Because you're worried.
I'm just saying, in terms of normalizing these things,
yeah.
At what point of normality is it to then just comment on your friends or friends' girlfriends
and OnlyFans
publicly
says,
and just be like, wow, I'm just fucking supporting it.
It becomes even more confusing because, as Trot says, part of the appeal is like the behind the curtain, like, feel to that,
right? I get to see your girlfriend naked?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And
I'm
it is
that post.
It is a head fuck.
Good luck, bro. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would pay for that.
Like, so it is a head fuck, and it is very hard to navigate. And we don't have the answers, but I do think it's interesting to, if you keep asking people that question, because I'd love those answers. Like, as in, because the other thing here is you aren't necessarily the most up to date take on these things, and you want to learn. Like, you want to like see how other people
involving ourselves in this. Then is what you're saying.
We need to start it to be part of the movement.
Well, because
we need to start fucking each other.
I mean, obviously, we were mainly talking about the broader effects of influencers in general as well.
Yeah,
like it's the whole sphere of social media, really. But like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, with something like OnlyFans, obviously, it's quite a personal thing to do, isn't it? But they don't just show you the goods. They also talk to these people.
That's
another thing where it's
that
like,
for me is even harder to understand.
Yeah,
I'm just like, dude. I also find that personally most problematic.
So I said I had a good chat with your girlfriend last night.
Yeah,
actually on anything.
The thing is, like,
as a hypothetical, I was like, good chat last night, man. That's it. That's where I leave it. That's where I leave it.
Look, you're doing this
we
because
we had a good fucking chat, bro.
Because like in this particular circumstance,
I paid. I'm a paying customer, man.
Yes.
Don't take it weird. Don't be weird about it.
I'm not being
weird. You shouldn't
weird.
Be weird about it.
I personally, as an aside from this particular scenario you are casually talking to somebody that you have direct access to, obviously you've got to remember a lot of the time creators are an entertainer for people they'll never meet, which I think is certainly part of it. But I understand that's what you're playing with. That's what you're playing with.
That's where the line is.
But the format is so big now that there are going to be people who just, someone in their friend group probably does it.
Yeah.
Because it isn't a big deal, really. Yeah. Like, but it's just like...
Also,
the social element of breaching those topics, do you just go... Ooh. Or do you whisper behind their back? Because I think it's worse difference. To whisper behind someone's back and be like, oh, they've got no fans. Oh, have they really? Okay, shit, okay. Mm. Whereas, like, if you talk about it, it's not. But then it's crossing probably a line to say, make personal comments on it. Or, like, say, I really fucking love Chat Your Girlfriend.
The monthly personal one-to-ones.
Yeah.
There's a difference between posting pictures of yourself naked on the internet in a controlled way and maintaining conversations and a sort of pseudo relationship with strangers on the internet. In my opinion, maybe this is what people want to hear. I'm hoping so because it's sort of, I guess, not entirely. I think it's really, really difficult to navigate these weird power relationships that evolve from people maintaining conversations with people that subscribe to them because they find them attractive. I think I don't personally know, and I'd love to be enlightened, and I'm not saying anything's wrong or right, but I think there is a big difference.
We need a guest on.
There's a big difference between posting pictures of yourself naked for money
and chatting
to people. I think that for me is the one.
I guess so, but like, you know, I guess it depends on.
Depends how you value those things.
It is, and how you navigate it. And I don't know how people navigate it because I've never witnessed it myself. But the idea of that to me would be the quickest way to turn somebody into a nutcase.
Parasocial.
Yes. It literally is monetizing a parasocial relationship. That's literally what it is.
And what boundaries you're
there
saying.
There are avenues for all it that
is,
stuff
yeah,
anyway.
And I'm sure some people have established really safe ways of doing it, I hope. Because for me, knowing the kind of crazies that there are on the internet, and we've bumped into a few of them in our long time doing this, especially... if you're a woman, obviously there are multiple kinds of creators, but I think ultimately there is an established, pretty fucking horrific power balance of hot women online being,
ogled.
Yeah, and also just weirdos coming and giving those hot women a nightmare of a time. If you then provide it as a
powerful
service.
Situation as well, in that sense,
they
well,
are.
They have
they
the
are.
Control.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know. Yeah.
But I would say you have to probably be quite hardy about those things. Yeah,
it's really hard, really complicated. And there's not training out there to help you deal with these things a lot of the time. You know, there's not like some school of OnlyFans to go to where you learn the best practices.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. Maybe someone could stab a school.
School of OnlyFans.
If you're like, oh, my OnlyFans isn't popping off.
I think it's
start a school, get it going.
You'd argue it's up to the platform to educate the before.
And they're fucking not.
They want to make money.
We've worked with these platforms for years. Yeah. They don't fucking do anything.
They should highlight the risks and shit, and like, or have like a safety measures like Uber does. Yeah. You know?
Social media is the new Wild West. They're like in terms of there is just like, I mean, they are starting to crack down on stuff now, but like.
Yeah,
there's no advice.
I think it's a very interesting topic of conversation that we only have with each other. Who don't use this shit at all?
No. This is it. I don't actually know
and
the
have
full
no
ins
one
and outs
on the platform.
Of it, but like,
I think we should have the opposite end.
Yeah,
discuss the point of view.
Someone has said that they think that subbing to your mate's girlfriend's OnlyFans is off limits, and I think that probably is true. Like you wouldn't really.
It's like, what would you consider
that would be,
cheating?
Honestly, to be fair, any of your friends, you probably wouldn't just because it's like, well, that's not my business.
It's like flirting too much with someone, right? That is like off limits. There's boundaries that are set in normal social environments that are mimicked in these OnlyFans scenarios that you should know is stepping over the line
because you don't want. To have to cause your friend or your friend's partner to talk to you and say like, that's overstepping, right? As in there is an expected amount of social interaction with a person.
What if you find out later that I have been talking to the girl on OnlyFans intensively, but with a different username, and then eventually it all comes out over a dinner.
Over a dinner.
An explosive dinner.
Well, you've made this awkward because it's in a dinner scenario.
I'm username this, and this. Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
And then, is this before you pay the bill or not?
Oh, no. I'm out. Mate, I'm dining and dashing. I'm dropping a bomb and leaving.
Personally,
you know it's a bomb.
And it's like, wait, I think that's that username. Ross, who asked all those weird fucking kinky things?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying.
He's
antagonizing.
To make everything, but like as an actual response to your question.
Trying to be a dickhead.
To actually have an even keel approach to this, I don't think there's any problem with that, personally. Right. If a person is providing an OnlyFans service and a person wants to subscribe to it, right now, there's nothing wrong with that. And it does. There shouldn't be context. If it was me and
we
you,
didn't have dinner
it would
again.
Just be strange. It would just be like me and you just, why have you been doing that?
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. It's a case by case, right?
Boom, yeah, I'm off.
I guess so.
Mic drop, yeah. I'm gone.
But like ultimately, it's like if you had a Pornhub like premium subscription, I'm not going to judge that. You know, yeah. Like, wow, you really like porn. You know, it's like wow, really? Yeah. The free videos weren't enough
for you? Avoiding the ads, bro.
Yeah. It's all old and young. It's all old and young.
I don't think it's right like, to judge that.
Really old.
But like, is it legal?
Yeah. Well, almost
is
dead.
It consenting?
Most like, of them. One girl was so almost old, dead.
There
right?
should be like an age... You know, there's an age limit of 16 in our country. I think there should be an upper limit age limit too. Just, you like, should just fucking stop.
95. Yeah. Give it up, bro. Using splints to keep that thing up.
But yeah, I think that's the thing. We need to make sure that old people have access to sexual aids. I think...
What? Sorry? Sexual aids?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, hang on, what?
Yeah, yeah. I mean Viagra, not like AIDS, the disease.
Just, sorry, it's just... what do you think I said? It's just... saying sexual aids.
Yeah, yeah. Like aids, like Viagra, aid. Yeah, like yeah. sticks aid. To hold things up. Small scaffolding system.
Small scaffolding system.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Huh?
Well, like mini, like fucking lollipop sticks. Just to keep him... Hang on, love, let me get some tape.
It's like an arts and craft project every
try
time.
Try and make him in... Oh, Christ, I'm 95 for fuck's sake.
Where's the pipe cleaners?
I've had to makeshift this, so I got a Lego lightsaber.
Yeah. A Lego lightsaber. It's a papier-mâché. We're going to Thunderbirds Island. And my rocket...
Underneath all that shit, my tiny little penis is under there somewhere.
My unerect penis is in there somewhere.
I won't even know. Yeah, Christ, where are we here?
There's a chance we may not be educated on this.
It's more than a chance. I'd say it's a likelihood.
Trying to make light of, you know, subscribing to one of your girlfriends if they had an OnlyFans, and then making it awkward by mentioning it in public, which would be weird.
At a dinner,
of course.
Nice
dropping
dinner.
That bomb, mic drop, then leaving, and for what?
And farting.
This is just like some sort of episode of Always Sunny.
It is. You dump your guts and leave.
But like, yeah, it was more about normalizing it and how normal.
How normal can you make something before it's not hot anymore?
Well, that's why you get to extremes. You've seen that horse video. So I haven't seen the horse video.
But now
apparently
you can't.
There's a horse video going around on Twitter where some guy's getting fucked by a horse.
Yeah.
And it's like, what year is it? We've all seen that fucking video.
Yeah.
That video went around in Bluetooth in 2004.
Could be a different thing, though.
Hey, it probably is.
Could be a different guy.
Probably high def.
Different
They've
horse?
They've upgraded.
It's a different horse!
It's a different horse and it's 4K. Oh, fuck. Shit. Love 2023.
Well, what if the original was shot on film?
Just actual film compared to digital.
That's the thing. That's why it's still as high fidelity now as it was when it was filmed. Because it was shot on high quality film. David Cameron. Okay, I always say
Attenborough?
That. No. The guy that loves IMAX.
David.
Not David.
David.
No, his last name's Cameron.
James.
James Cameron.
Wait, no, that was Chris Nolan loves fucking.
He does know. He shot it on 45mm film, and we can blow it up for 2023, no problem. Look at that.
There isn't a 45mm.
No, 70mm. 35-70.
This was for horse. This was a new format.
They went mid-range 45mm, medium format film.
Oh, God.
Kind of a medium format.
4.3. Yeah, that's really nice, mate. Yeah, just
it's going to look great on Bluetooth on a fucking Nokia N95.
It perfectly frames the horse.
Don't worry about it, mate. When we scale this down to 144p Bluetooth file.
Still look all right, ish.
MVS. But I do think that's quite weird, that, like, because fucking Elon Musk's Twitter is now like this kind of... fucking messy, uncensored land of gory videos,
misinformation,
horse fucking. It's like, what does he want that platform to be? I know you're a Threads user now.
I'm threading. He's threading.
But it's just, I don't understand what he's just like. Yeah, anyone can do whatever they want now. It's like, okay, sure, but like, I don't want to see a horse fucking getting fucked. I think that's a crime.
Mm.
I think that's illegal.
Wait, you've seen that?
What?
I haven't seen the video. I've seen people talking about it but obviously I've seen the video that back in the day, the Bluetooth one. Gross. I think they died.
That person died. It was one of those Bluetooth passwords.
Imagine what they made on OnlyFans, though. I feel bad for these people that were just Bluetooth.
But that is a crime. I think even OnlyFans
It is animal abuse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is a crime. Any situation where a human
Even if the animal's the one getting off. Anyway.
Thanks for listening to
that. We've covered a lot of ground today. I hope
Ross has questions.
Loads of questions about lots of different things.
We've had
a little kind of angry shaking fist at the cloud, but the cloud is social media again, which It's an easy target.
It's a big fucking cloud, isn't
it? It's a big fucking cloud. We're all on it. You're using it now. Watching us is a form of social media.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're on it.
Well,
we're
on it. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to come on as, and you, we know you as an OnlyFans user, as a creator, then
get on cam, mate.
Oh,
you're not even visible. Look at you.
I forgot about that.
Silly bastard.
Reach out to us. We'd love to have the opposing opinion. Well, not opposing. Just how what it's like.
Other opinions.
The other side.
Opinions are a spectrum.
And if your girlfriend has an OnlyFans, I'm subscribed to her. And I'm going to talk to her about it. I'm going to talk to you about it in front of her. And I'd just be like, high five you both.
Yeah. Cheers for the huge nut
and then
last
unsub.
Night. Cheers for the best
orgasm. The biggest insult afterwards. In the,
power move.
In unsub in front. Sorry, bro.
You sign up in front of them and then just immediately start screenshotting.
Yeah, yeah. Screenshot all. I'm done, bro.
Cheers.
Bye. I'm done.
Done.
Phone down.
Let me know if you
mic drop.
If you go to the next level, then I might resub.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go more and more extreme for me to stay interested, just so you know.
Yeah, I need extremes. You got any horses? Film near some stables soon.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. I don't know how to round this off.
No, but we've got a long fingal.
Yeah, we got a really long finger from Josh Morley Smith. Yeah. Thank you very much. Joshua, sorry. Thank you to all our supporters out there. I'm talking Patreons, YouTube members, and Twitch subscribers. You're all valued people to us, and you can all congregate on our Discord, discord.gg/hatfilms. And if you link those different platforms to your Discord account, you gain access to our subscriber-only channel where we do like private live streams like we did earlier today, where we discuss like our content in the future and get you guys to help shape it. And we do extended versions of gaming series and sometimes members only videos as well. So thank you very much. And we'll see you in the next Hat Chat.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Fucking hell.